It is 12 minutes after 9 a.m. on your Tuesday morning, a gorgeous, beautiful Tuesday morning. And I am here with Lieutenant Christian Perrin from the Worcester Post of the State Highway Patrol. Welcome.
Good morning. How are you?
Back to Holmes County. Yes. You got your first Holmes County Fair experience last week.
I did. I went on Kids Day, and I ran out of stickers as soon as I got there.
I warned you.
It was a very good showing, and I'm glad I was able to get down there and meet some people and walk around, and hopefully next year we'll be down there a lot more.
And you got your first Amish Health and Safety Day yesterday.
I did, and I am still recovering from that. I'm really allergic to horses, so if I sound stuffy, I am.
But all really great first to participate since you've joined our post here. So good experience into our area.
Yes, good to get out in the community and then and meet everybody and say hello and
work on safety, Sharon.
Yes, safety, Sharon. That's what we do in the Highway Patrol.
So I had
a booth there yesterday and I was handing out traffic safety. So I think it went well. We talked a lot about e-bikes. That was one of the main topics, and making sure that people are using their hand and arm signals and following the same traffic laws that a motor vehicle has to follow. And I think that really resonated, and hopefully we'll see some improvement along those lines.
You know, I was talking to somebody yesterday, and we were talking about the arm signals, and I said, you know, it's one thing for the folks on the bicycles and things to know them, but the people in the cars also need to know them, because if they don't know them, they don't know what this person's doing with their arm signals anyways.
Right. And when you're riding the e-bike, it's all about communication with whoever's behind you or around you, so they know what your next move is going to be. And that's how we can all stay safe. And that's what turn signals on vehicles are for. You know, get a signal 100 feet in advance so people know what's going to go on and what's happening, so they have a chance to react.
It's definitely good to be prepared to know your signals.
Yes. But yeah, that was one of the major topics of yesterday. And also UTVs, ATVs, golf carts, and everything. As you should know, in the state of Ohio, unless directed by a local ordinance, which there are none around here, you cannot have a golf cart, UTV, or ATV on Ohio's roadways. So do not drive those on the road. You will potentially be cited for that. So just fair warning, don't have a golf cart on the roadway or anything like that. And if there is one that is on the roadway, usually you'll see those in like Put-in Bay or some small villages, but those have to be registered and you have to have a driver's license for them as well.
And there's a whole series of other things you have to do with them. They have to have lights and turn signals. And
yep, they have to be inspected before they can get registered.
It's a whole process.
Yes.
You also had a DUI checkpoint in Wayne County. You've had a busy week.
And Friday was a busy day. We had one of our troopers, Ronnie Allen, retired on Friday after 28 years of service, so we wish him the best.
A Holmes Countyan.
Yes, he is a Holmes County resident. And right after that, we had our OVI checkpoint in Wayne County. We would call it, and any checkpoint's a successful checkpoint if we get to go out there and spread OVI impairment information and everything like that and just get out and speak with people. But we were able to get three OVIs out of that checkpoint. One was actually came through the line. That was a marijuana OVI. So just so people don't think that smoking and driving is the same as drinking and driving, but smoking marijuana and getting behind the wheel is the same thing as drinking
it's
and getting
no-no.
Behind the wheel. Yes.
Just because you can recreationally smoke it now doesn't mean you can smoke it and drive.
Right. So very much a no-no. So there was one marijuana impaired driver who was arrested out of the checkpoint line itself. And then there were two alcohol arrests in what we call saturation. So driving around the checkpoint.
Uh-oh, you can't do that.
No, can't do that either. So, no. A successful checkpoint.
And where did you have that at exactly? I knew it was on Route 3, but I didn't know where.
Yeah, that was State Route 3, I believe, near 226.
Okay, so near the school, the Triway School.
Right, just north of there, I believe, is where we had that.
Okay.
But, yeah, went fairly well. I appreciate everybody that came through, and hopefully you saw a smiling face on a trooper or the Wayne County Sheriff's Office, and we were able to give you some information.
Wonderful. So you also got some sheets with some numbers.
I've got some numbers on here. I just wanted to say, as a state, we are down 88 traffic fatalities from last year.
That's
so
great.
We're doing really well this year. We're down, that would be 13% down. So just for comparison's sake, in 2022, so far year to date, there were 745 deaths on Ohio's roadways. And year to date, this year, 2025, we're sitting at 602. So that's a great improvement.
They're listening. They're really listening.
Well, I think a lot of that too has to do with the passage of the distracted driving law and how that's being enforced, it is being enforced. People are paying more attention to the roadway. And just in Wayne and Holmes County, so far this year, there have been 590 citations for distracted driving.
Ooh.
So just be aware that we are out there looking for that. That's one of the major crash-causing violations. So that's one of the things that we're going to be looking for is people on their phones. And you'd be surprised how many people will drive past you and they're sitting there talking on FaceTime or they're checking Facebook or anything like that, doing
reading
Snapchat.
The magazine, all of it.
Anything. Just keep the phone out of your hands. Use your hands free if you have to talk on the phone. If you must use your phone, just make sure you're pulling into a parking lot or off the side somewhere, and then you can use it that way. But yeah, so distracted driving numbers are up, so that's good. And you can tell when there's an increase in distracted driving enforcement, there's a decrease in fatalities. So that's helped out quite a bit.
I mean, that's a great proof positive right there on the fact that it is working.
Woo. Yes. And so far, year to date in Holmes County, we've handled, well, there have been 363 reported crashes. And of those, just trying to see here, 21 were distracted driver related. So there's a correlation. That's for the amount of crashes, that's quite a few distracted drivers. And those are only the crashes where people have admitted to being distracted while they're driving.
You're not going to be like, I was totally checking my face. I don't know what young people do. If you're our age, it's probably Facebook.
Checking your face, yes. So, but no, and in Wayne County, there's been a reported 1,214 crashes this year, too. And a majority of those are youth-related and mature-related. So those older and younger demographics, too. The inexperienced drivers and the aging drivers are still areas that we need to focus on and make sure that we're educating the public and getting out there and doing what we need to do to make sure people are driving safe.
And we touched on it last week. You weren't here last year.
Seemed like a year ago.
Right. We touched on it last week, but school is starting next week. And so you were mentioning those youth drivers. There's going to be a lot more of them out on the roadways. So it takes everybody paying attention to help keep the roadways safer.
Yep, everybody's going back to school. A lot of youthful drivers coming to and from. Especially those youthful drivers, make sure you're paying attention to the school buses that are going to be out there. School Bus Safety Week will be starting here soon with the start of school going on. And make sure you're adhering to those stop signs on the buses, the red lights, the yellow lights, and don't pass those stop school buses. Very important.
We learned red means stop. Green means go.
Yes, we learned those in
kindergarten.
Before kindergarten.
Safety town.
Yes. But no, so overall, I appreciate everybody being safe and
coming out to meet you the last week.
Yes, and doing their part. So thank you.
That was a lot. So just to kind of wrap it in a nice little bow, don't drink and drive, wear your seatbelt, make good decisions.
Yes. Keep the phone down. Don't speed. Stop at stop signs.
Look both ways multiple times.
The usual.
The huge.
But thank you, everybody. I appreciate it.
All right. That was a Lieutenant Christian Perrin from the Worcester Post of the State Highway Patrol. And we are going to take a wee little break here. And we'll be back with more on WKLM.